Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you obedient to the Lord's voice and instructions every day? I hope so. This week we have talked about Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. They all have one very strong trait. They all listened to God and were obedient to His commands and wishes. Are you? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Let me take you back to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, as I read from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will become a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Christmas is almost here, and I hope you've had a special Christmas season with your Lord. Wherever you may go today, you will hear Christmas carols playing in the background. I remember going out with my youth group as a teenager singing Christmas carols. Then as I grew older, we would take our children to church to go Christmas caroling. I hope that before Christmas morning, you will have time to put on some music and sing some Christmas carols to your Lord Jesus about His special birthday. All of my childhood and most of my adulthood, I have sung out of a hymnal beautiful Christmas carols. Do you remember "We Three Kings of Orient Are"? That song reminds me today of our three wise men. King Herod had heard all about baby Jesus being born, the star in the sky, and that he was going to save his people. Herod became very angry and jealous and wanted to kill the baby. But God is omniscient and omnipresent and knows everything. God spoke to the Magi, or kings, in a dream and told them not to go back to King Herod and go back home a different way. A Christmas gift you could give Jesus this year is choose to be obedient to your Lord Jesus, regardless of what He is telling you to do. It may not be popular, and it may not make sense, but God has a much bigger and better plan for your life if you will go, follow His star, His life, and choose every day to listen and obey His words as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.